בוקר טוב! Good Shabbos!
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's still alive. Here on Radio Akatze. Coming right at ya.
בוקר טוב.
בוקר אור, dude.
מה קורה?
What's happening? I am Brian Steiner and you are?
רונן, כוכבי.
רונן כוכבי. And here we are on Radio Akatze for another episode of... Oh my God, it's still alive.
No, אז מה אתה אומר על הפתיח החדש שלנו?
So, we need to have a way people could tell us
okay.
if they like it or not. So, we'll, this, between this week and next week, we'll find a way for people to get in touch with us.
אנחנו צריכים להודיע להם עכשיו, אתה יודע.
No, I have nothing to say right now. Call Ronan, his phone number is...
איך תודיע להם, איפה הם צריכים לתת את דעתם?
Next week, I will tell people. I'll give them a week to swallow our new פתיח.
Okay.
Think about it. Listen to it a few times. Get it into their bones.
Okay, רעיון טוב.
Decide if they like it or not.
אהבתי.
And then they'll...
סבבה, בסדר גמור.
So, in the news, current events.
כן, דבר, ספר.
So, first of all... I was just in Florida, and we're going to start by giving a shout out musically. We're going to start out today by giving a shout out to my grandma, mm-hmm. who I arrived just in time to say goodbye to.
Mamash botoyom.
Mamash botoyom. So yes, so we're going to start with a song for grandma, Bubba. As mm-hmm. we as Bubba Oida, she my grandmother was let me tell you something interesting. My grandmother was 99. She was about a month away from being 100. Her husband, my grandfather, Zadie, about 8 months ago died at he was 100. So I have a daughter, my youngest daughter. The age difference between me and my grandmother is mm-hmm. the same exact mm-hmm. age difference as me and my daughter, my youngest daughter.
מה שאתה אומר, אתה הולך למות בגיל 100.
How crazy is that?
Statistic.
No. can I say amen to that or something? Tfu, 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 something. Anyway.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, that's a freaky fact. Kind of. She was a grandmother. Anyway, and there you have it. So, and while I was there and the new year was happening and we were doing all of these things, Ginger Baker died.
נכון.
So I have a few Cream tracks to play today because he's fucking Ginger Baker.
Mm-hmm.
So, דרך צלחה to Ginger Baker and we'll get to playing some
דרך אגב,
Cream הסרט, for him.
Beware of Ginger Baker?
I haven't, no.
Wow.
Right, I need to, right?
Mind blowing.
He was, yeah.
לא, זה באמת משהו שפשוט... אני ישבתי המום. זה היה מדהים לראות את זה.
Okay, I'll get to that. Yeah, I mean, there's only one Ginger Baker.
כן.
So we got some good Ginger Baker tracks. We'll close today with a Ginger Baker track and we'll play anyway. Anyway, that happened also and we need to... But we're going to start with Grandma. So... Take it away, Mr. Withers.
I love that old lady. Love that old lady. Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well, whoa. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand soothed the local unwed mother. Grandma's hands used to ache sometimes and swell, oh. Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell her she'd say, baby, grandma understands that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hand, Grandma's hand, Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell, whoa. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have Grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for Grandma's hand.
Thank you, Mr. Withers, for your thoughts on Grandma. That happened. And what about you, Ronan? How were your holidays?
סבבה, ביליתי הרבה בבית.
Oh.
כן, בחגים אני לא בחגים כל כך.
Oh.
כן, אני דווקא לא...
Very לא, nice.
כן, בחגים, בבית, עם משפחה הקטנה, ו... תשמע, אני כבר לא זוכר איזה חגים היו, ומה מה, מה קרה בהם, אתה יודע, אני ממש מבולבל עם זה. לא, ברצינות.
Were you in a sukkah?
נכון.
Were you in a sukkah?
לא, אין לי סוכה, אין לי סוכה.
אין לך, אני רואה, אבל were you in a sukkah during sukkahs?
אני לא.
You were not in a sukkah during...
לא, לא יצא לי.
Were you happy on Simchat Torah?
אני חייב לספר לך משהו.
Okay, please.
אני חייב לספר לך משהו. אני יודע שאתה קצת ציני גם שאתה מדבר איתי עכשיו, אבל...
Me never.
אני ממש כאילו... בעיניי זה ממש מגוחך כל הדבר הזה של החגים האלה. אני ממש... זה נראה לי כמו, תמיד מהצד, כמו חבורה של ילדים דבילים קטנים שמשחקים במשחקים של... שזה בסדר להיות ילדותי, אבל לא הייתי בוחר להוציא את זה בצורה הזאת.
Right.
לבנות סוכה, לשבת עם לולב, לאכול בפסח מצות ולקרוא באגדה ולשיר. אני לא יודע, יכול להיות שאני ציני מדי כדי לאכול את זה,
אבל
זה תמיד נראה לי מהצד כל כך מגוחך ופגני ועתיק ולא קשור למציאות של היום, פחות, שאני כאילו, אני לא מתחבר לזה בכלל, ובטח שבתוך כל זה יש את הדת ואת אלוהים.
But it's two different things, לא להתחבר and to consider it ילדותי. Like to hold something against it is like זה פגע בך.
לא,
but to be like, you know, it's just something that I don't need to touch.
זה נכון מה שאתה אומר. אז שנייה, זה נכון מה שאתה אומר, אבל אני אסביר לך מה אני מתכוון. מה שאני מתכוון זה שהדבר הזה לא היה נוגע בי, ולא היה מזיז לי אם זה לא היה נוגע בי. הבעיה היא שבחגים כולם בחגים.
כן.
וכולם, הכל סביב הדבר הזה. אתה יודע, הכל. אתה לא יכול לברוח מזה. אתה יכול לסגור עצמך בבית, ואתה יודע שהכל סגור בחוץ.
But you live in a country where religion is a political thing.
זה קצת נכפה עליך. אם זה היה אצל הילדים בגן או בבית ספר, והכל תמיד סביב הדבר הזה, ולא נותנים לך לבחור באמת. אתה יודע, זה מה שקורה בסוכות. זה קורה.
כן, I always say, אחד, I don't know if בעיה, but... הקטעים, like when I went to school as a kid growing up in the States, you had every kind of person represented so much that like it was never even a question what religion do you like it was never in the conversation even, and it was, you know, there would be Christmas trees and there would be this and there would be Hanukkah and there would be all of that and everyone would do their own thing and nobody gave a fuck really.
אבל בטח עשו את זה כזה חפיף, רק בשביל שאתה
יודע, I'm just saying it was a public school and you have everybody, so you don't get into the whole thing that it's not oppressive, it's not, in my day it wasn't, like people complain today more than they did even in the States, but here it's everything is a homogeneity. You go to school, it's one kind of person in your school, you go wherever you go, it's almost, you can say one, I mean obviously we're not, but in a very big way, like you're saying, it's one kind of person. So all you get is that one face of mankind. And it's almost like dangerous for kids almost to, you know, because you go out in the world, you don't know that there's another fucking kind of person, and we got to know that there's other kind of people.
יש פה עוד נקודה מעניינת, שאצלנו בארץ, אני לא יודע, אולי יש את זה בעוד מקומות בעולם, ובעוד מדינות, ובעוד דתות, אבל אני מרגיש שאצלנו זה יחסית בולט. איכשהו, כל העניין הדת והחגים, גם באיזשהו מקום, יש בזה משהו תמיד לוחמני ולאומני, ויש איזה משהו
כזה תמיד... There's a patriotism.
זה תמיד כאילו איזה... קשור לזה, אתה יודע, זה גם עושה לי קצת כזה...
Well, patriotism is a religion. Like, if you're in another country where... Here, religion has power, and that's the problem, right? Religion has political power, and then it gets all fucked up. Once religion has power, it gets all fucked up. There's nothing you could do about it.
גם רעיוני, אתה יודע, חנוכה. Like
in the U.S., I find...
ופסח, זה תמיד כאילו ברחנו, נלחמנו, יצאנו, רבנו, צעקנו, הרגנו, נהרגנו.
That's most religions.
כן, אבל...
That's monotheistic religions.
כן, אבל אתה יודע, יש... אצלנו זה מאוד בולט, וכמעט כל החגים קשורים לזה. אני לא חושב שכל ה... חג ההודיה וקריסמס וזה, זה, זה, ראש, זה לא בדיוק.
Crucifixion, resurrection.
אבל זה לא פה, אתה מבין מה אני אומר? כאילו זה לא כאן, זה לא מול הפרצוף שלך.
Right, I don't know because I haven't experienced those holidays from up close. But I found many religions to be very beautiful in countries where religion doesn't have power. But in countries where religion has power, it's very rarely a pretty thing, religion.
מסכים איתך.
So, and it's a big difference.
כן, ברור שזה...
It's a big difference. I was just at some Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur services that were beautiful. And, you know, my kids were there and they had a good time. And, you know, it was like...
כן.
It was, they were nice services, you know, and they wasn't so... It's not political. It's not about power. It doesn't come into your daily life or it does if you choose... to make it that way and that's okay too. So it's like it's a different level. Here it becomes once it's used as a political tool or used as a tool against another person, it becomes an ugly thing. And Jesus had a line that like anybody that uses my name against you, you'll go to heaven, you know, if my name is used against you. So, you know, it's like that kind of thing.
Okay.
And once it's used against you, it just isn't nice anymore. Anyway, so that's my take on the whole thing. It could be beautiful, it could be ugly, and it's really a contextual thing. But I do have this theory that like the least advanced kind of religion is the monotheistic religion. Because if you, or the least connected, let's say, I don't know how to say it, but if you look at shamanism, like it almost seems the more gods we had, the more connected we were to what the fuck was actually going on. And the problem with monotheistic religions, in my head, is that the supreme being is somehow separate from the world at the same time as being a part of it, but that separation allows us to be like lording over shit.
Okay.
Whereas when everything around you is a god, when the sun is a god and the trees are gods and the grass, you suddenly treat it a lot better. You treat it as a holy thing. We look at holy and Chodesh, I'm sorry, Kodesh ve'chol, nachon? That's a big thing. And in other religions and primitive religions, there was no not, there was no chol. There was just kodesh. And that is, for me, a more advanced way to live as a person. Okay, we're going to Bob Dylan?
Yala.
Have we mitzatznu at the... Mitzatznu?
No, no.
Was that a good word?
Mila ma'aninit, no. Mitzinu.
Mitzinu. Mitzatznu is like we sucked it? That's
in between. It's in between mitzinu and matzatznu.
Nice one.
Mitzatznu.
I made up a word.
Okay.
I'm good at that. Okay, so
זה
Bob
כאילו
Dylan...
למצות את המציצה. מצצנו.
Amen.
Okay.
Whew, you know, do it for my lady. Bob Dylan.
Lady boy.
Bob Dylan what? Can't wait.
Down.
Bobby. I can't wait either. All right, so we are, Oh My God, It's Still Alive. We play live music. That's what we do, and we play games. And right now we've come to the part of our show where Ronen will pick a petek out of a hat.
אני חושב שאנחנו צריכים לשים את הפתיח שוב, את ה-thinking של התוכנית.
How many times?
נראה לי לשים פעמיים בתוכנית.
Really?
כן.
I think we should shorten it and have little bits for like wheel of topics that we do every week. We should have a short one that says wheel of topics.
אולי נערוך אחד כזה, כן.
משהו כזה.
Breastfeeding in cinema.
I'm down. I've got no problem with that. My... I have no problem with that. I've seen breastfeeding everywhere. You can see breastfeeding.
אתה יודע שיש על זה, הסיבה שאני חושב ששמתי את זה, יש איזה עניין עם זה.
Why?
יש שיח שלם סביב הדבר הזה.
But like, you can't even see in a movie theater. Who the fuck is watching somebody breastfeed? You got an 80-foot fucking size screen, and half of them today have 3D fucking glasses on.
Who
even notices somebody breastfeeding in a cinema?
כנראה שכן.
That's where we used to go to have sex when we were kids, because nobody pays attention in a cinema.
כנראה שהיום זה קצת שונה.
That's very weird. When I was a kid, you could still smoke in movie theaters. Mm-hmm. And then when I was in high school, they moved it to that you can only smoke in the back two rows. My friends and I... My friends and I used to go to see the Midnight Theater in high school. Midnight, Pink Floyd, The Wall at midnight with a homemade bong. And we would sit, we would take up a whole row. And a friend of mine made a bong out of a whole chemistry beakers and shit. And he had like a 2.5 meter long rubber tube as what you smoked out of. And we would take a whole row of a movie theater and just pass the fucking tube up and down the row while we watched Pink Floyd The Wall at midnight. You could still do that in a movie theater. That's how fucking old I am. That's old. Today you could smoke pot, but you can't do it in a movie theater. Then you couldn't smoke pot, but... So, but what my onion, like some people saw somebody breastfeeding in a movie theater and they were jealous. I don't have any boob.
תקרא על זה, יש איזה, אתה יודע, אנשים חצויים בנושא הזה, בכלל, אתה יודע, של הדבר
right.
הזה.
I remember my aunt from Israel, I have an aunt here that lives here in Israel, and she came to visit us once when I was a kid in the States, and she had a baby, and she was breastfeeding in a restaurant. And I remember that there were being discussion on it.
יש at the table. יש discussion מטורף על הנושא הזה בכלל, בפאבליק, כאילו, אתה יודע. In public.
I have no problem with breastfeeding.
ברור.
And why would you have a problem that you see a little extra nipple in the day? I mean, who the fuck...
יש אנשים שטוענים שזה חושפני מדי, שזה לא ראוי שיהיו ליד ילדים. אני לא יודע, כל מיני דברים כנראה של אנשים שמחוגגים חגים.
Right.
תודה, אני לא יודע.
It's funny, because I just saw an article that says that men being able to breastfeed is not far away.
מה?
And what... Yeah, that they're going to be able to like implant... milk into a man and he's going to be able to breastfeed
משהו מ מאיזשהו חומר ללביש כמו חזייה כזאת שיש בחלה, ואז...
I have no idea.
למה להשתיל לתוך
הגוף? I have a lot of questions about that also, because breastfeeding is like a feedback loop between a baby and a mother. Like the milk adjusts according to the saliva of the baby. And I don't know how you can replicate that. Maybe you could put like glands inside a man's body that will somehow fill up with milk.
אני מקווה שהדבר הבא לא יהיה שעושים את זה דרך האיבר מין של הגבר.
You know,
כבר יש שם את כל הקונסטלציה מוכנה.
To do out, to like...
זה היה סיק מה שאמרתי עכשיו, אבל כן.
To do what? To like pick what you... I לא הבנתי. What to do what?
עזוב, עזוב, בוא נעבור. בוא נעבור הלאה.
Were you just racist? What did you just say?
לא, 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 הייתי ממש...
You were eye to the center? I'm just checking. I don't know what you... I missed it.
זה רעיון חולני של אולי הם ינציאו גם משהו כזה ש...
שמה?
שהכל יעבור לפה, שהחלב יעבור דרך ה...
Oh, that the baby will that's gross, dude. Oh my God. It's funny, though. It's not mean. It's not mean. It's very...
זה ברמת, כאילו, יש מצב שזה תהיה המצאה באיזשהו שלב, אתה יודע. אני לא הופסעת.
Right, you just went where a gross mind goes. I'm fucking impressed with you right now. Like, I didn't know you had it in you. The way it is, it's like a perfect title, right? this is someone that probably you don't listen to a lot, or I don't even know if you know the name Bruce Hornsby.
No, I'm kidding.
Right, okay. He's a pianist. Mm. Speaking of penis, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, and he sat in a lot with the Grateful Dead back in the day. Mm. And this is him at a concert. Anyway, this is a famous song. He has The Way It Is. You have a chance of knowing the song, and it's a very nice jam version of it. So that's Bruce Hornsby.
Okay.
So take it away.
Thank you.
at 64 to give those who ain't got a little more. But it only goes so far. But the Lord will change another man's mind when all will see it the hiring time. There's a line on the color bar, oh no. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is.
Bruce Hornsby, and wait for it.
Thanks a lot, Bella Fleck.
Thanks a lot, Bella Fleck. That's right. That was Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers with special guest. Excuse me, Bella Fleck. That was a lovely, lovely song. Thank you for that. Did you enjoy your? Did you enjoy the Bruce Hornsby jam?
כן, האמת שבלה פלק זה להקה שראיתי בלונדון לפני 10 שנים.
Wow.
כן.
Bella Fleck is cool. Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. I got some of that. We'll play it one day for you.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's a great jam. That's a Bruce Hornsby isn't really known as a like he was a pop artist kind of guy, and but then he linked up somehow with the Grateful Dead, started jamming with them, being at shows of theirs, and came out I think, a better musician for it. And I mean, that's a great fucking, everyone knows that song without really knowing Bruce Hornsby, I think. Right? Like, you know that song, but you don't know the name Bruce Hornsby yourself. All right. So I believe we've come to the time in the show where we make a little bling, bling, ching, ching. We need a little money.
Ah, can, can.
You brought, us a nice sponsor today that I'm very excited about. Please.
האמת שלמוצר קוראים חד סכום.
חד סכום. Sounds clever already.
כן. תשמע, זה רעיון חכם מאוד. בעיקר חסכוני.
Somehow.
כל פעם מגיע זה מצחיק, אבל זה לא מצחיק. הוא מאוד חסרוני במים, בשטיפות כלים, בסבון. זאת אומרת, חוסך את כל העניין הזה. זה בעצם סכום רגיל, מסטיינלס סטיל, זאת אומרת, כמו שיש לך בבית. אבל אתה פשוט משתמש בו פעם אחת, במקום לשטוף אותו, לשים אותו בקיר, או לייבש, וזה פשוט זורק אותו לפח.
That's beautiful.
ואתה פשוט...
אתה מבין? It's like חד פעמי סכום, that's better for the environment. תכלס.
יפה, יפה. זה בעצם סכום שאתה זורק, אבל הוא לא מזהם מפלסטיק.
נכון.
הוא פשוט מזהם
אחרת. It's metal.
כן.
Beautiful. Throw metal everywhere, I say.
בדיוק. אז אתה יודע, אחוז מהעניין שזה אולי קצת כבד, שעוד לא פתרו את זה. You know, it's great, man.
Genius. This is a genius idea.
אז חד סכום, כן, זה החסות, זה המוצר. חפשו אותו ברשתות החברתיות.
There you go. You heard it here first, people. חד סכום. Sakum chad pami mimatechet. You're gonna love it. Go run and buy it today. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but today at your local store.
Yeah, man.
Which is a little bit like this. It reminds me of this song that I'm about to play. And we'll come back with the tachazit yamit.
Yeah.
Did I say that right finally?
Ken, ken.
I'm the man. So, I don't know, something about the matechet chad pami. Brings me an idea like this.
The girl with the mousy hair, oh, but her mother is yelling no, and her father has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen as she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view. And she's hooked to the silver screen, but the film is a saddening bore, 'cause she's lived it 10 times or more, and it's about to be lived again as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow, and the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Now Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns, but the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be read again as I ask you to focus on sailors riding in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. Oh, it's the freaky show. Best-selling show, it's the life bomb.
Sir David the Bowie.
איזה ענק, וואו.
Yeah, that's from 1972.
כמה סטייל, בנגינה, בלהקה, אתה שומע שם משהו שהוא פשוט... אין את זה היום, תראה, נשמע קצת זקן וטרחן, אבל אין את זה היום, זה פשוט, יש שם משהו ש...
Music is different today than it was back when.
לא, זה האדיטוד, זה איזה סטייל יש להם, הבאס שם והדופים, הם כל כך, וואו.
Yeah.
כן.
Word, dude.
היו זמנים.
David the Bowie. My wife is a big fan of David the Bowie.
מי לא?
Good question, good question.
כן, הוא די קונצנזוס, הייתי אומר.
Right. Well, Angie was for a little while. Sorry, I just couldn't help myself. Heard about the orgies back in the day.
Okay.
Anyway, tell me something. I want to tell you something, actually. This past week, I was at the Yam, Hayiti B'Yam Be'erev, at Be'Shkia, and the water was so fucking warm, I was totally amazed.
Matai?
This past week, dude, I'm telling you, this past week, I was at the sea in the evening, and it was fucking, the water was amazingly beautiful.
השאלה אם אתה היית לפני זה בים.
No.
יפה. אתה אין לך כוח למה להתייחס. הם היו חמים יחסית למה שאתה...
No, but I was with somebody that was from the place, and they said it was usually in the evening, especially that time of day, it was cooler.
וואלה.
So somehow, maybe it was especially
that day. אני דווקא הייתי בים שבוע שעבר וכמה פעמים, והמים היו יחסית קרירים.
Yeah.
כן, זה כבר...
I'm very sensitive to cold water. I don't like going into cold water anymore in my advanced age.
בארץ יחסית יש ים חם.
כן.
יחסית לעולם.
Mediterranean.
כן.
It's like taking a bath. So why don't you give us the תחזית ימים?
כן, תשמע, כמו שאתה יודע, היום האחרונים היה קצת סוער.
היה קצת, כן.
ואתה יודע, אנחנו נכנסים לתקופה שדיברנו על זה אז, אנחנו יותר מכוונים לדייגים.
נכון.
אז יש להקת פלמידות באזור ראשון.
Oh, there you go. Fishermen, fisher women, fisher people.
אתם מוזמנים להגיע, לאסוף רשתות, whatever, מה שאתם עושים, לצלול עם רובים, I don't know, לא יודע, מה שאתם כל אחר שאתם עושים.
You ever catch fish בצלילה?
אני אישית?
You know.
לא.
Does it really happen that way? People go out with harpoons and...
מה זאת אומרת? בוודאי.
For the big stuff?
לא, לא, גם לקטנים.
What do they do? Take nets and go in
underwater?
לא,
לא, לא. קודם כל אפשר ללכת, יש מלא שיטות. אני חושב שיש הרבה שהולכים ממש ככה, בלי כלום, עם רשת ביד. אזורים של שוניות ושיש את הצלעים וזה. יש להם איזשהו ידע, obviously, וניסיון וזה, אבל הם יודעים לתפוס ברשתות. אנשים צוללים עם רובים ומביאים דגים, אתה יודע, יחידים. אנשים עושים כל מיני דברים. יש כל מיני שיטות. אז כן, אנחנו, אתה יודע, אנחנו מכוונים לדייגים. זהו, תבואו לים, תכלס, כאילו אין מה להגיע לים אם אתם לא דייגים, או אתם יכולים להסתכל על הים, אבל שקיעה בזה.
Not time to swim anymore.
נראה לי שזה מתחיל כבר, זהו. כן. אז להגיד שלום.
Okay.
שלום לים.
Yes, and catch me a fish. We'll tell you where to send it. So, speaking of fishing and ים, a good time to fish, as we know, is sunrise. Yes?
נכון.
So that's the title of the next song. And just to give you a little glimpse into the mind of Asfan Shirim, because, you know, Grateful Dead is where I started being a collector, I guess, if you can call me that. This track I heard in college back in the probably late 80s, this specific track from this specific concert, and I had to find it, and like 15 years later, it still is in my head that it was in New York, that it was around this time had to be, and I finally came up with it again. So it's a Binghamton, New York, 1977, when the Grateful Dead still had a female in their band named Donna Godshaw, who was married to the keyboardist at the time, who turned out to be a little too drunk, and they kicked out of the band, ended up dying a short while after that. You know, every band has their instrument that, like, doesn't work out for them all the time. You know, like, either that band is always switching guitarist, or Grateful Dead was always the keyboardist.
They went through four... Tricky.
They all died, though. Like, they all... All their main keyboardists died. Anyway, such is the life of the Grateful Dead. And this is a track called Sunrise by Grateful Dead, as sung by Donna Godshaw.
Easy. slowly round the fire. When he is gone, I wanna know him better. When it's forsaken, no one is alive. He plants the tree of love on our foreheads with water.
Grateful Dead, Sunrise. So yeah, so I searched for that specific version of that specific song for a while. Finally came up with it, and I'm very happy that I did because I just think it's lovely. I think it's lovely. It's just such a lovely track. Okay, so as promised, we have a shout out to end the show today with a little Ginger Baker action.
Yeah.
So first of all, let's say thank you for listening. We have been, oh my God, it's still alive, Brian Steiner and Ronen Kochavi, Radio Hakatze, Campus Hakatze. That's our little like segment of Radio Hakatze. You get that? It's like the weekend jive thing. Yes, thank you. We hope you enjoyed yourself. This is a track of Cream. Would you like to say something, Ronan? Say goodbye.
כן, רוצה להגיד שלום. היה כיף היום. תודה שבאת.
Could have fooled me. No, I'm just kidding.
תודה שהיית פה.
Thank you. My pleasure.
זהו. נתראה שבוע הבא.
שבוע הבא. So we're going out with Toad, which is basically a long drum solo. Ginger Baker starts with some music and drums together and goes into the drums. It'll take you out to the end of this show, and it still won't be done, so we'll still be sitting here listening to it when you've gone on to your next program. I do apologize for that in advance. See you next week. Have a lovely Shabbos. Oh my God, you are still alive.